now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. This is the season to reap. In order to reap, you must sow. And sometimes when we are in the process of sowing, we get tired. And I want to tell you today, I want to encourage you, and I want you to encourage someone else to wait on God with integrity. Wait on Him. I know that you are waiting for the breakthrough. I know that you are waiting for the career change. I know you are waiting for the money. You're waiting for the raise. You're waiting for that significant other to act significant. You're waiting on those children to get in line. You are waiting on something. Well, let me help you understand this. While you are waiting, I want you to wait with integrity. Let me tell you a little bit about Jacob. We know that Jacob, in the Bible, he wanted to marry Rachel, and he asked Rachel's father for her hand in marriage. And Rachel's father said, listen, I need you to work for me for 7 years and then you can have Rachel. So Jacob did what he was supposed to do. Jacob worked and worked and worked. And now while he was working, he was gaining things. He was gaining resources. He was gaining experience. And at the end of the 7 years, instead of giving Rachel to Jacob, her father gave her older sister Leah to Jacob. And now the Bible says Rachel was very beautiful, and it doesn't say much about Leah, but the suggestion there is that Leah was not as pretty and may not have been fair looking at all. So Jacob worked a whole nother 7 years. He had Leah. That's not who he wanted. He wanted Rachel, and he wanted her so bad that he worked another 7 years. But after he got Rachel, after he got what he was waiting for, he treated Leah poorly. And so Rachel could not have any children. Leah had the first son, then she had the second son, and then she had Judah. And we know that Jesus Christ came through the tribe of Judah. Rachel eventually had Joseph and Benjamin. We know that Joseph was sold into slavery and so on and so forth. The lesson here is, while you are waiting on God, appreciate what He has already given you. I believe if Jacob had appreciated Leah, then he would not have had so much trouble through his entire family. We know what happened to Joseph being sold and so on and so forth. And ultimately, the end of the story was great because he led his people. Ultimately, he became favorable in Pharaoh's kingdom. But the point that I'm making here is, while you are waiting on the big thing, make sure you are treating what you believe the small thing is, because you never know, the thing that you have might just be your connection to Christ. The thing that you have might just be the thing that you need to get to the next level. So while you are waiting, trust God, wait on Him, and treat the things that He has already given you with respect. The next thing I want to talk about while we're waiting on God is how we wait and if we tell the truth while we wait. I'll never forget, many, many years ago, a good friend of mine and a colleague, she was early in her path, walking with Christ and getting to the next level and changing everything in her career. And a very good friend of hers reached out. Now, this friend had been, I think, homeless and had not had a job. I don't think she wasn't homeless living on the street, but she had to give up her place. She didn't have a job. She was living with relatives. So she asked my friend to write a letter of recommendation for a job that she knew she had a very good chance of getting. And in that letter of recommendation, she asked my friend, my colleague, to say that she had worked for her, even though she had not. My friend had a business and so on and so forth. And I remember my friend calling me and telling me this, and it changed my life forever, because If I mean, just think about it. Most of us, if we have a friend, like your best girlfriend from back in the day, and she needs a job, but she hasn't had a job, and maybe you've even loaned her some money or loaned him some money or whatever the case may be, and now they have an opportunity to get a job, you're going to do whatever you can to help them. But my friend called me and said this. She said, "Lynn, I cannot lie in this letter of recommendation." She said, "If I lie and she gets the job, we will not be able to give God the glory for the blessing. The only person we'll be able to give the glory to is Satan. And I don't want to do that." And I'm telling you, it hit me upside the head like a ton of bricks. And it really, really just changed. You know, a lot of us, we call them white lies, small lies, or whatever. And sometimes you have to tell a, you know, somebody, "Hey, you look nice," even though you may not think they do, because you don't want to crush their spirit. That's one thing. But while we are waiting on God for the big things in our life and appreciating the little things, we cannot lie our way to a blessing. Now, I haven't been saying a lot in recent months. I haven't been posting as much on social media as I normally do. And I know now, because I was not saying what I was supposed to say. There were things I wanted to say that I knew I was supposed to say, and even here that I did not say because I didn't want to offend anybody. You know, I know that there's a lot of division over this. But let me tell you something about this lying. For everybody out there with a fake vaccine card, it's out of order. See, you cannot lie your way to get into the event. You cannot lie your way to get the job. You cannot lie your way. If you do, then you are causing problems for yourself. And it's even possible if you are walking around with a fake vaccine card and you actually have a viral load of this virus, this COVID, and you infect someone and they die, then that's kind of like an attempted murder or something to that effect, okay? So while we are trying to get to the next level, if you don't have a vaccine card and you don't want to wear a mask, stay in the house or go places that don't require it. I mean, I don't know where you're going to go. I've been to New York. Now I'm in California. And if you want to go inside the restaurant, if you want to go to the event, you got to have a vaccine and so on and so forth. So if you don't want to go, I felt that way at one time. I didn't go outside for a whole year because I did not want to put myself at risk, nor did I want to put others at risk. But the point is, you cannot lie your way into heaven, into a blessing, into your next level. Somewhere down the way, that lie is going to catch up with you. And even if it doesn't, even if you don't see it today, you don't know what may happen down the line with your children in the future and so on and so forth. And the bottom line is, let's just live in the truth while we're waiting on God. If we want him to actually be the one to bless us. The other thing that I'm going to say is, while you are waiting on God, I want you to be patient. Okay. Do not allow envy, impatience, and all these other things interrupt what God has for you. You know, when I first went to work for Russell Simmons, I had to get in where I fit in. You know, there were things that I didn't get invited to. There were opportunities that I was not a part of. Guess what? I served where I was until I was promoted without asking. I didn't even ask for the promotion. And then I was running the entire company. But I waited. I know people who have come in the entertainment business and you want to work on my team or you want to work on somebody's team. And they gave you one key, but you want 10 keys. They gave you one responsibility, but you want 20 responsibilities. Sit and wait your turn. And if someone else gets promoted before you, it's okay. That's fine. If someone else gets a raise and you didn't, that's fine. Now, I'm not saying stay there forever. I'm not saying accept less than what you deserve. What I am saying is be patient and get the lesson so you can get the blessing. And if it's time for you to move on, then move on with dignity. Because everything that we think God has for us, he didn't have that for us. That's why there's something called God's perfect will. Okay, it's perfect will, because there are things we want that we're not even ready for. Okay, so things happen for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And if you are just there for a season, then get yourself together and move on with integrity. We got to do this thing. The harvest is here. The time is now. And guess what? I want you to get some help if you don't know how to do this yourself. Go to AskLynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you need to protect your ideas? Do you want the exclusive right to use your brand across the U.S.? Attorney Michelle J. Miller can help you protect your ideas, business, and brand. Attorney Miller is a sought-out legal consultant, international business and brand protection lawyer and speaker. She is the undeniable attorney of choice for goal-getters, high-end business owners, and A-listers. Schedule your free legal consultation call today on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. Put your business and brand in the hands of the trademark queen, attorney Michelle J. Miller. Call the MJ Miller Law Firm today to take advantage of a limited time special offer. 312-985-5200. Protect your brand now because someone could steal it later.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Yes, indeed. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to get to the next level. But guess what? We still got to wait on God, and we want to wait on God with integrity. So as I was sharing, the first thing that we do while we wait on God is to make sure we are treating the things that He's already given us with attention and have the intention to treat it well. The next thing is we want to tell the truth. Don't lie your way to the next step. Don't lie your way to that job. Don't lie your way to that new opportunity. Tell the truth. Stand in what you are. If you don't have the skill set to get to do what it is that you want to do, then go get a class. If you are deficient in a particular area, then go clean up that deficiency. One of the things that I tell my students at New Wealth University all the time is you have to read, okay? You're not going to be able to point and click your way into a multi-million dollar business. You're not going to be able to point and click your way into financial freedom. You're not going to be able to even point your and click your way into buying a home. Many of you have reached out to me because you want to own a home. You want to be a homeowner. You want to get to the next level. You want to overcome your credit. You want to know how you can buy a home with no credit score. You want to know how you can buy a home even if you've had a bankruptcy or foreclosure in the past. Guess what? You're going to have to do some work, and you're going to have to actually read. Now, here's the problem with reading. We're still talking about waiting on God and getting ourselves together while we're waiting on Him. Here's the thing about reading. Some people can read but cannot comprehend what they read. I know for me, I was a math major in college, and I was also, I'm a logical, analytical person, but I'm also a creative, social person. So I could do math, but I could also read. But there are some things, if I read, I have to read it three times. And if I'm tired, I shouldn't read at all. And if I'm not interested in the subject, I probably won't understand anything at all. But if there is something that you need to do to enhance your reading comprehension, if you need to go back to community college, there's all kinds of schools out there. There's Daly College, Malcolm X, whatever. Go to a big university or go to the community education division or whatever that state school is in your particular city or town. Go there. There is no shame. There is no shame in getting help. The only shame is when we don't wait on God and we actually lose out on the opportunity, and it's all because of our own doing. So while you're waiting on God, get yourself cleaned up. Don't lie your way there. I know people who did not get a GED, didn't graduate from high school, and now they're out looking for a job, and they're writing on the job application that they graduated because you think they won't check. And sometimes they don't check. But what if they do? Do you want to get in the job or, the career, get in the door? You may just be in the post, the mail room right now. And your goal may be to become the supervisor or to get up to the 15th floor. But do you want them to come tap you on the shoulder right after you get that promotion? Because they didn't check your background when you were getting the level one position. But now that you're going to level four or level five, they're double checking everything. Do you want them to tap you on your shoulder? Okay. And some of the things that we're lying about while we're waiting on God, some of these things are a crime. Okay. So as a matter of fact, fake vaccine cards, that's a crime. It's a federal crime to have a fake vaccine card. It is a federal crime. Okay. So what I want us all to do, what I want us all to do is to wait on God to have the intention and put our attention on the things that we need to do so that we are ready for what it is that he has for us when we actually get that blessing. I share with you to also be patient. Don't try to jump in front of the next person. Get in line and wait your time. Okay. You know, I said at one point in time, I said, you know, all of us at some point need to get back in line, because there are some people, they've got a whole lot of common sense, but they don't have any academic sense. There's a whole lot of people who are really, really smart, but they don't have an ounce of common sense. There are people who know how to sing, but they can't take care of themselves. Or people know how to act. So we all went and got in line and got some great things, some gifts, but then we've got some deficiencies. I know I got out of line before I learned how to shut up. Talk too much. Grandma B used to whoop me all the time. I got out of line before I got some patience. Okay. The way my nerves are set up, patience just, it wasn't on the list. Okay. So don't try to get in front of the line, and don't get out of the line too soon. And if you discern that your season is up, or you were only there for a reason, then move on with integrity. So how do we do this? How do you do all of this? How do you stay patient? Because I know when I was on my path and I wanted to get in the entertainment business, and I had been promised this job by Russell Simmons Company, and a month went past, and a month passed us, 2 months went by, 6 months went by, a year went by. And let me tell you, by the time, you know, I was just crazy. All right. I was crazy, but I stayed in there and I acted like I had some sense. I never let them know how impatient I really was. Okay. I never, you know, if they didn't return my call or return my email for a month, when they did call, I didn't have an attitude. I was so happy I got the call. I was like, come on now. I never, you know, I've had times when I haven't returned a call or an email. And when I do speak to the person, they'll say, I haven't heard from you. Don't, come on now. Nobody wants to hear that. I know you haven't heard from me, because I would have been participating and I was not there. But what that does is it's just kind of letting a person know that you've been waiting. You don't have to do that. You know, wait with grace. And the way you do that is with gratitude. Gratitude will help you elevate your attitude. Gratitude is the litmus test for how your energy is going to show up in the world. Because let me tell you something, people can lie, but energy cannot. Your energy will show up before you open your mouth. Your energy will show up even if you think you have a straight face. Your energy will show up when you leave will stay there when you leave the room. And you want your energy to be in the space of gratitude. You want to thank God for waking you up. Thank God for the food on your table. Thank God for the opportunities you do have. Thank God for even just looking at my resume. Thank God for even considering me. Thank God for closing the door if it wasn't supposed to be open for me. Thank God for everything. Thank God for my children, my health, my strength. Thank God. Thank God for heat. Thank God for electricity. If you just start thanking God while you are waiting, then you will collide into the thing that he has for you. Okay. Now, if you need some help with this, I want you to go to asklynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here. The time is now. This is the season of reaping, but you got to sow something if you want to reap. And I know that while you are sowing, sometimes we get tired.
But I have been saying, let's wait on God. Let's wait on God with integrity. Let's wait on God and appreciate the things that he has given to us. Let's wait on God and not lie our way through the process. Let's wait on God and not try to jump in line ahead of our time. And let's wait on God with gratitude. But there are some things I know that you are waiting for. Let's start with your money. You are waiting for your money to get serious, because right now that money is funny and that change is strange. You know, that money is not lasting. They talking about living from check to check. No, you living from check to Monday. You all know I talk about this. You get paid on Friday. You kick it on the weekend. You pay on your past due bills. And by Monday, you're broke. And you know what? You are sick and tired of this. You're tired of it. I was tired of it. I thought I would live my whole entire life broke. I thought I would live my whole entire life struggling. I thought I would live my whole entire life and never have enough. That's because I wasn't waiting on God. You see, when our money is funny and our change is strange and we're not able to do the things that we want to do because we can't afford them, sometimes we go ahead of God and we buy the stuff anyway. We buy the stuff anyway. I talk a lot about when my husband and I bought our first home. Yes, it was a blessing to get approved for a mortgage and buy that house. It was our first little house in Summit, Illinois. It was $90-something thousand. The sellers paid the closing costs. They paid 6% towards the closing costs. We scraped up every single dime we had. Got in the house, couldn't afford any furniture. Couldn't afford to do the things that I needed, that I wanted to do in the house. So I went ahead of God. And even though I got approved for the mortgage, or my husband got we got approved for the mortgage, we really were not ready, right? My money, I had not learned yet how to save. I had not learned yet how to live below my means. I had not learned yet how to delay gratification. I had not learned that I needed to stop trying to impress people and keep up with the Joneses. So what did I do? I got in the house and I pretended that I had everything that was that you know, you want to impress people. You want to invite your family over. So I was spending money on Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving dinners and, you know, all of those things. And then I started making more money. But the more money I was making, the more money I was spending, right? So while you're waiting on God to help you get to the next level financially, ask yourself, what are you doing right now with the money that he's given you? Okay? Because here's the deal. There is no reason to run out of money. Not completely. Anyway, there's no reason to run out of money. Now, do not get me wrong. I know that there are times when you get your check and that entire check has to go towards bills because something is going to get cut off. There's a light bill or gas bill or, you know, the car note or something like that. But you knew that was coming. That's not a surprise. We know those bills are coming. That's not a surprise. But what do we do anyway? Our friends, our colleagues want to go out to eat lunchtime at work. So we go even though we don't have the money. They want to go out afterwards. So you go, but even though you don't, even though you don't have any money. And yes, you can get your money back if it's a business meeting or business meal for your home-based business. But some of us don't even have any money to spend to get back. Okay? We don't have the money yet to spend to get it back. So while we are waiting on God, and we're asking him to bless us with more money so we can do the things that we want to do, the things that we think we deserve, then let's just be very mindful. Remember, I said we got to take care of the things that he has already given us, even if we don't like it. You don't like that little bit of money? Go get some more. Work two jobs, three jobs, whatever you have to do. When I was in my 20s, it was like, my name is Lenny and I got plenty, okay? I had 52 jobs. Now, I was running nowhere fast. It was like being on a treadmill, running and you're not going anywhere. Yes, that was definitely the truth. But the point is, I did not quit. Now, unfortunately for me, I was feeding my spending addiction. So the more money I made, I was spending even more than that. Okay, so we've got to be careful about that as well. Got to be careful about what we're doing. I'm just going to repeat this very quickly. The 10, 10, 30, 50. If you are waiting on God and you're trying to get a financial breakthrough, the first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save, 30% is cash on a separate debit card for your incidentals. Okay, put that cash on a separate debit card, separate from your checking account with your bills, and have that money available so you can avoid a spending addiction, which is what you have when you go to the grocery store for toothpaste and walk out with $179.47 worth of stuff you don't need. You all have heard me say that 10 million times, but sometimes we need a reminder. I've needed a reminder. Now, I haven't spent more money than I make, but since we started opening up in the pandemic, I'm going out spending money. I'm like, oh no, slow down, gym shoe. I am about to stay my booty in this house. Yes, my butt. I'm going to stay in this house and I'm going to eat what is here in this house. We're going to cook the food here. Okay. Because the money doesn't talk. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. So if your money is funny, your change is strange, you're waiting on God, then treat that money the right way. Take care of it. Do not run ahead of yourself. And I've often said this as well, is the devil your accountant, right? Because when it's time to tithe, some of us start thinking of everything else we got to do with that money. Okay. But when we go out and spend some money that we know we're not supposed to spend on stuff that we know that we don't need, we've got more excuses than a man going to jail. Okay. I mean, we're actually going out and getting all of that stuff and we're telling ourselves I deserve it and this, that, and the other. And yes, you may deserve it, but do not run so far ahead of yourself with your money and you're waiting on God to bless you. And God is waiting on you to bless yourself with some discipline. Yes, I've been there, done it. Okay. So while we're waiting on God, we're waiting on our money. We might also be waiting on a man. Okay. Ladies out there, you're waiting on your man. And if you're a man, you're waiting on your mistress or whatever we want to call your missus. All right. How did you treat the last person in your life? How do you treat the people who are in your life right now? So if you're waiting on that significant other, that man or that missus, if you're waiting, so we talked about money. Now we're on the man or the missus. You've been waiting on that person, but how are you treating yourself? Do you love yourself? While you're waiting on someone to love you, do you love yourself? While you're waiting on someone to come and rescue you, have you rescued yourself? Are you showing yourself self-care and self-love? Are you setting boundaries? I was in a relationship in my late teens, early 20s that almost took me out of here. It was my first time, just being in a relationship in that way. And I was just so smitten. And when it didn't work out, I didn't know what to do with myself. And I did not think I was going to make it. But there is a God. I waited on God. And during that time, while I was waiting on God, I was getting myself together. I was cute. My hair was made up. I was working 2 or 3 jobs. I was going to school. I was getting straight A's. And I set boundaries for the future person who I was going to date. If you did not call when you said you would, guess what? There was never going to be a conversation again. If you said you were picking me up for a date and you were late and you did not let me know ahead of time, then there was no date. And when I met my husband, Demetrius, and I knew I liked him when I first saw him, but you know, I couldn't tell him that. I had to play, you know, a little, I couldn't just be too happy about it. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And he asked me my name, Lynn. And then he asked me what was my last name. I said, that's enough. You don't need to know anything else right now. So I set boundaries. And then I said the number one thing I said to him. Now, listen, Buster, if Grandma B don't like you, you're going to be history. Okay. So I put a village around me to help me make the right decision in a mate. Right. So you're waiting on your money. You're waiting on your mate. And the last person that I was with before Demetrius, Grandma B told me she didn't like him. And I ignored her. She said he wasn't right. And guess what? He wasn't. Broke my heart in half. But guess what? I let him do it. So what I also did, see, when you're waiting on God, you can't be bitter about what happened before. I wasn't bitter and I was not afraid to love again. You cannot be afraid to love again if you are waiting. Your energy, what do you want? Do you want someone to love you? You want someone to sacrifice for you? You want someone to be there for you during tough times and happy times? Then be that. You be that. So the interesting thing about Demetrius and I, when we met, he wanted to love me. I wanted to love him just as much as he wanted to love me. I wanted him to have a good woman. I wanted him to be able to, you know, walk proudly and say that he had this woman, the love of his life, and so on and so forth. I wanted that for him. So I treated him the way I wanted to be treated, right? So why are you waiting on God? And you're waiting on that relationship, you're waiting on that mate, you're waiting on that man or that missus, then make sure you are treating yourself the way you'd want someone to treat you. And when they come into your life, then treat them well. If the person is dishonest, then set the boundaries, cut it off. But don't treat them like they stole something, they haven't done anything, because you don't trust anybody. Because usually when you don't trust other people, it's because you don't trust yourself. That's usually it. You don't trust yourself to say no. You don't trust yourself not to break down. You don't trust yourself to set boundaries. You don't trust yourself. So because I trust myself, everybody gets the benefit of the doubt. Everybody gets the benefit of the doubt. And if I think there's something wrong with you and I choose to interact with you anyway, I'll say to you, listen, I think you're kind of shady. And these are the reasons why. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to explain yourself, because communication is key. When you don't communicate, you are left to make your own decisions about what is going on or what happened. And it's usually wrong. You have to come together and communicate. So yes, we are waiting on God. We're waiting on God for our money. We're waiting on God for that mate. And you know what? If you don't know what to do, if you need some help, I want you to go to asklynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar. How to turn your homeschool into a home-based business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money. And make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get her newest book, My First Job, Kids Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. This is the season of reaping, but you must sow if you want to reap. And I know that while we are sowing, we get tired. We get tired. But guess what? You got to wait on God. God has something great for you. You got to wait on God. God has made some promises to you. You've got to wait on God. God has shown you things that don't even seem like they're possible, because his word says that he will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. And the according to part is where we get messed up sometimes. See, we have the power to let his power work in us, and we have to choose to wait on him with patience, with dignity, with integrity. So yes, I've been talking about waiting on your man, you're waiting on your missus, you're waiting on your mate, you're waiting on your money. Some of us are waiting on our mission. There's something in this life that we want to do, and we are waiting for our breakthrough. There's an opportunity that you know is for you, and you are waiting for your season. You're waiting for that door to open. You are waiting for that time when they say, they call your name. You know, one of the things about the movie Life, I remember in the movie, and I forget which one it was. I think it was Eddie Murphy, when he and Martin Lawrence are really old, and he said, "You on deck." Meaning he was on deck to die, right? And I remember in the cheerleading competitions, we used to be on deck. So when you're not on the stage yet, but you're on deck. Some of us Some of you have been on deck for a long time, and your mission is tied to that performance that you are waiting for. Your mission, what you believe in, your career, what you want to do with your life. But let me tell you something, you got to wait on God. And while you are waiting for the opportunity of a lifetime, I want you to give the job that you have right now your best. Give it all you got. God is not promoting pouters. Let me repeat. God is not promoting pouters. The Bible says in Colossians 3 and 23, work as if you're working for the Lord and not for men. So while you are waiting on that opportunity, even if they look past you up for the raise, do your job with excellence anyway until you leave. Even if they gave the job to someone who is less qualified, do your job with excellence until it's time for you to leave. Even if they don't say the right things. Now, do not accept any harassment or illegal activity or sexual harassment or even, you know, discrimination. Don't accept any of that. But many of the things that we are waiting for, it's the perception that we have of what's going on that dictates our attitude. And your attitude and the gratitude dictates your altitude. If you don't have gratitude, you cannot have a good attitude. And so your altitude will remain restricted. You want to go higher, don't you? You want to get to the next level, don't you? You want to see that thing out, don't you? There was a time when I wanted nothing more than to be the a well-known, world-renowned financial coach, specifically in the area of home ownership. I wrote it in my vision over 20 years ago. The first time I wrote it, I think it was somewhere around either 1999 or the year 2000. I saw it. But let me tell you something. That road was rocky. That road was slippery. That road was dangerous. That road almost took me out. I got off the path completely. I wanted nothing to do with financial literacy. I wanted nothing to do with educating people. And so I came into the entertainment industry in order to help people behind the scenes. I did not want to be in front of the camera anymore. I did not want to be on the microphone. I didn't want to teach anybody anything. But then one day, while I was waiting on God, it was very clear to me, because every year at the Wealth Experience, we go through an activity where you go through the list of all the things that you want to change. And every year I had a list. And the number one thing on that list would be my relationship with God. And then I'd have money and health and family. And, you know, I'd have all the things that I wanted to change. Not that they were bad. I just wanted to improve them. And this year, it was 2017 at the Wealth Experience in Miami. This year, I only wrote one thing on the list. And I wrote, be like God. You see, I had a relationship with God. We talk every day. We talk all the time. I talk back and so on and so forth. But God said, no, I want you to be like me. I want you to give. You stopped giving, Lynn Richardson. You stopped teaching, Lynn Richardson. You stopped. So that's not like me. You're doing what you want to do when you want to do it. And I want you to serve my people like I'm asking you to. And that was the last year I ever had to write a list. So what I'm saying to you, while you are waiting on God to step into that role that you see your life's mission tied to, while you are waiting on God for that career advancement, while you are waiting on God for that pay raise, while you are waiting on God for that next opportunity, be sure and be clear that you are already doing the things that He wants you to do in the role that you're in now. I did not want to do this. I'm telling you, I didn't want to do it. I remember Yvonne McNair. She asked me one year at the Wealth Experience, you should start speaking and teaching. And I started crying. We were at dinner. We were at STK in Miami, Miami Beach, to be exact. If she's listening or watching or whatever, she will concur. And I started crying. Light was there too. Because the very thought of doing it made my soul weep. But what I realize now is what I was doing was not even a tenth of what God wanted me to do. So the mission that I had for myself I don't even know what it was. I guess I was just going to help MC Light forever. And I still do. I still do. I run companies and all this kind of stuff, but he wanted more from me. So while you are on this path, while you are in the season of the harvest, while you are reaping or planning to reap or getting ready to reap, while you are sowing, wait on God. The mission that he has for you. He is not a man that he should lie, and his word does not return back void. It is the truth. This is your season. It is your time. You are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime in the role that you're in right now. Learn the difference between the three. And while you're waiting, just have gratitude and thank you, God. If you need some help with this, go to asklynn.org.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.